بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about the issue of Ramadan al-Kareem and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the reason for Ramadan. Where Allah said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become muttaqeen. And as I said, that kind of statement implies something. Nobody will say you should become wealthy. I'm teaching you this so that you become wealthy to somebody who is already wealthy. When somebody says, I will teach you something which will make you wealthy, it means that you are not wealthy. So similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have sent Ramadan and prescribed fasting so that you become muttaqoon, it means that Allah is saying that you are not muttaqeen. And therefore, we need to check and see within ourselves whether we are muttaqeen or not. And as I said yesterday, the key of all of this, Ramadan comes as a time, as a period to take time off, to correct ourselves before we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single Ramadan, I remember the people who were with us the previous year. We know their names. In Taraweeh, they used to come. There are no fixed places in any masjid. But by habit, we tend to sit in some places which it suit us. Nothing wrong with this. So this time when you come, every Ramadan you come, you find that particular place now is somebody else sitting in it. There's so many people who were regular. I mean, Taraweeh and some of them were regular musallis of the masjid. Many of them are musallis of Jummah and Taraweeh, and then that Ramadan, one Ramadan they were there, next Ramadan, before that they have gone. And the question I ask myself is, did they know last Ramadan when that person was praying Taraweeh here, did he know that that was going to be his last Taraweeh of his life? Dumb question, obviously no. Did he or she know that they were not going to come back to this masjid or any masjid in the next Ramadan because they would be in their qabr? Did they know this? If they had known, what would be different? For example, maybe in Taraweeh, they didn't want to stay to finish the 20 rakat, they would have gone off in 8 rakat. I'm not going into the fiqh of whether this is right or not. Everything is right. Even if you don't pay Taraweeh, it is right. Because Taraweeh is a nafil. If somebody says, I don't want to pray Taraweeh, don't pray. If someone says, I want to pray only 2 rakat, pray 2 rakat. Nobody can say it is haram. Nobody can say you are murtad or kafir or something. No, nothing. Is there a punishment for not praying Taraweeh? No. Is there a punishment for not praying 20 rakat and instead of that praying only 8 or praying only 2 or 6 or... No, there is no punishment. But will somebody who prays 8 rakat, will he or she get the same reward as the one who is praying 20? No. That also is equally true. If somebody completes the salah with the imam. Now this doesn't mean imam, meaning supposing in a masjid you have, like even here we have, 10 rakat is led by one imam. Then this is basically to give relief to the imam so he doesn't have to read for all 20 rakat. So you might have 2 imams, sometimes 3 imams. Finish the salah with the imam means finish that whole salah, whatever number of rakat. It doesn't mean that 1 imam and 2 imams, which as many imams, doesn't matter. So if somebody finishes the salah with the imam, meaning that complete salah in that masjid, whether it was 8, it was 20, or whatever it was, Rasulullah ﷺ said he will get the reward of, his sins will be forgiven and he will get the reward of Jannah. Yeah, of having prayed the whole night. Now, obviously, if there is 20 rakat being prayed in a masjid, somebody who goes away after 8 rakat is not eligible for this. He will not be forgiven and he will not get full reward for Jannah. I'm not saying he will not be forgiven at all. I mean, he will be forgiven in, you know, by whatever prorata element. I'm not making all this up. This is from the hadith. I mean, this is my understanding of the hadith. This is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Now, if you have to go after 8 rakat in a masjid in which 20 rakat is being prayed because of some compulsion, because of some issue, no problem. But if you are going away only out of laziness, then what? Then it means you have not understood the value of Ramadan al-Kareem. Somewhere where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the reward of Fard Salah for the Nafil Salah. So what does it mean? It means Taraweeh is Nafil. But what is the Salah you are getting? Insha'Allah, that of Fard. Yes? You want to leave that and go. What does it say about your yaqeen on Akhirah? What does it say about your yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and his blessing? It's not an issue of fiqh. It is an issue of taqwa. It is an issue of our own iman. It is an issue of our own belief in the Akhirah. And that's why I said, when we pray this Ramadan, may Allah give us all Ramadan in good health and the ability to take full advantage of it. When we pray this Ramadan, ask yourself this one question. Is this my last Ramadan or am I going to get one more to make up whatever I don't make up here? If you have a definite answer to that, right? Absolutely certain answer without doubt. I am going to get next Ramadan. There is no doubt about this whatsoever. If somebody can say this, then that somebody is mentally deranged. And then Ramadan is not farz on him anyway, because there is no Ramadan on mad people. Right? So obviously, this is not a question that anybody can answer. So then what does it mean? It means that safety lies in treating this Ramadan as if it is our last. That is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the same thing to us. He didn't even say about Ramadan. He said about every salah. He said, pray as if this is your last salah. Because for somebody who is praying, there is one salah which will be his last or her last. Yeah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us in a state of salah, inshallah. For somebody who is fasting, there will be one Ramadan, some Ramadan. Whether it is 2019 or whether it is 2019 or whether it is, like 2019, anyway, whether it is 2019, whatever, right? The point is that some Ramadan will be the last Ramadan for that person. So where does it, but we don't know which one it is. We don't know. I prayed, alhamdulillah, bismillah ta'ala, I have prayed Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Do I know whether I will pray Salatul Dhuhr today in this masjid? I do not know. I don't know whether I will pray it in this masjid. I do not know whether I will pray it, I'll be alive and pray somewhere else, or whether I will be dead and you will be reading my janaza. Dhuhr is probably too quick if I, unless I die right now. But otherwise, you know, the point is that this is a reality. Unfortunately, this is the problem with human perception. The reality which is the closest, we ignore the most. It's a very important thing to keep this in mind, because whatever is closest, if we are conscious of that, then it makes a huge difference in our lives. When you are driving a car and going out, what is the closest reality that you might have an accident? Especially on our roads, this is like, you know, it'll happen 1,000 times. If you are conscious of that, then you will drive carefully. But if you drive as if, oh, nothing will happen to me, then something will happen. So similarly, I remind myself and you, this Ramadan may be my last. It will be the last of somebody. Given the number of people who listen to this Fajr Reminder on a daily basis, I can probably quite safely say that there will be somebody who is listening to this Fajr Reminder. He will not see next Ramadan. By the law of averages, number of people across the world, more than likely. Therefore, let us treat this Ramadan as if it is our last and try to get the maximum benefit from this that we can possibly get. And how do we do that? By ensuring that we develop taqwa in our lives, by being conscious of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ensuring that we pray more nawafil, that we keep to the faraid, pray the faraid in the masjid, ensure that we pray all the sunan with the faraid. I see many people just pray fard and go away. There's no problem, alhamdulillah, if you're going home and praying the sunnah. But if you're not praying the sunnah at all, you're praying the fard and walking away, then please give me your dalil. On what basis do you deliberately leave a sunnah muakkada, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left, and you walk away and you never pray that sunnah? What is your dalil? You got some wahi that is coming to you directly or what? How, on what basis do you leave a sunnah muakkada which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left? Sure, praying that sunnah in the home is even better than praying it in the masjid, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't make your homes into graveyards where you don't pray at all. No. So by all means, pray fard in the masjid, go home and pray sunnah. But if you are not praying at all, if you're just walking away, then what is the dalil for this? Many of the a'immah have said that to deliberately leave a sunnah muakkada is a kabira. It's a major sin. They said the sunnah muakkada must be prayed within the time of that salah. So even if you don't pray it immediately, pray it later, but you must pray it. There's no leaving it. And it is one of those things for which there is no qada. Which means if you left it, then this is round your neck. It's not simple. But we leave it. What is that is a sign of no taqwa, no? I mean, if there is taqwa, how does a person of taqwa leave a sunnah muakkada? Something which is a sunnah of Rasulullah, which he always did, and this sunnah muakkada is direct in ibadah itself. How does he just leave it like that and walk away? What does it mean? It means no taqwa, it means no yaqeen on akhirah, no yaqeen in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm giving you just one example. It's not my purpose to give some long list here, but the point is, please, let us get serious with our lives. Ramadan is coming for that reason. It is a training program, it's a life-changing, it's a priority-changing opportunity. Let us not lose it. Let us remember, look around yourself in the masjid. Think of the people who were with us last Ramadan and whose janazah we prayed. Or even if you didn't pray it personally, you know they passed away. And as I said, did they know? Maybe they got the maximum benefit, inshallah, may Allah give them. But I'm saying, did they know that Ramadan which they were praying here was going to be their last? If they knew, what would they have done? So similarly, if I know that this is my last Ramadan, what should I do? Let me do it. Because it is very likely that this will be my last. And if it is my last, then I should not die with regret. Yeah, like I said the other day, never die with regret for anything. And regret is not a question of success or failure. Regret is an issue of how much effort you made. I could do this, but I did not. That should not happen. I did my best. It failed or it succeeded, minallahi ta'ala. But I did my best. If I think back and say, is there anything more I could have done? The honest answer should be no. Whatever I could do, I did. Alhamdulillah. In the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's work, there is no failure, because if you did your best, Allah will reward you. Irrespective of material, what happened, doesn't happen, we don't bother with that. But the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-musta'an, is absolutely yaqeen. It's completely certain, we don't have to worry about it. But provided we make the effort. I remind myself and you, let us get serious with our lives, because we don't know how much we have left. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last of our actions, the best of our actions, and the last day when we meet Him, the best day of our lives, and to take us in a state of ibadah, in a state of sujood before Him, Jalla Jalalhu, so that when we are resurrected and we are raised, we raise also in a state of sujood before Him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ